Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Recorded in San Francisco during the joint AusCyber and AusTrade Australian Cybersecurity Mission to the USA, David Mattray meets with Michelle Price, CEO of AusCyber, and discusses Australia's position on the global cybersecurity stage. We cover how the Australian cybersecurity industry has changed over the past 3 years and why Australia is an attractive destination for investment into Australian cybersecurity innovation.
Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. I'm Dave Mattray. I'm coming to you from San Francisco as part of the AusCyber mission to the RSA in San Francisco. And I'm joined by Michelle Price, the CEO of AusCyber.
Hello.
Welcome, Michelle.
Hi.
Great to have you here. Michelle, you've got a really impressive bio, which I think people can check out on LinkedIn. And there's with stuff that you can talk about on LinkedIn and stuff you can't talk about on LinkedIn. So they can check you out there. My observation over the last couple of days with you has been that you really are the captain of the team, revving up everybody with game on. You really get everybody really quite enthusiastic, so really great to have you here. And I thought we might have a bit of a chat about why the cybersecurity industry in Australia is really quite attractive from a foreign investment point of view. So I thought I'd ask you as a first question, where do you think the cyber industry was 3 to 5 years ago in Australia, and where do you think it is today?
3 to 5 years ago, there was a very significant disconnect between government and industry. And also, if there was a disconnect between government and industry, then academia was out in the wilderness. So it was a very fragmented ecosystem. And we actually weren't recognised to have a cybersecurity industry in the country. What changed was quite literally the release of our national cybersecurity strategy in April of 2016. So that being a national government strategy outlining both for government and the rest of the world what the Australian government's interested in when it comes to cyberspace, it was also a signal to industry and academia that we were going to start coordinating how we were going to build a cyber industry in Australia. It came at a juncture when there was a lot of discussion globally about cyber norms, cyber warfare, and also the huge economic opportunity that sits around that for companies to be able to start developing really astute technologies as part of a broader conversation around sovereign capability, where we have technologies being developed by countries that perhaps are adversarial in cyberspace, as well as the intersection between cyber and physical systems, and really needing to look at how humans engage with technology and the digital world. So it was really good timing. And really quickly, of course, we've seen that shift from 3 to 5 years ago where Australia was not known for cyber talent or cyber capability, fast forward to now, and it is game on.
So where do you think we sit at the moment on the global stage of cybersecurity?
For cybersecurity policy, I think we really are right up there on the global stage. We are now very much through the work of our cyber ambassador, Toby Feakin, so he's the ambassador for cyber affairs, and also Alastair McGibbon in being our national cybersecurity advisor, but also the head of the Australian Cybersecurity Centre. The rest of the world is looking at that model between those various parts of government and how they coordinate as being a leading way to do cyber policy and cyber operations in the sense of how to look after critical infrastructure and critical systems. So then in terms of where we're up to with developing great capability, so not only capability that is available to governments to be able to help them on their missions, but also to help the broader economy and also society, we're definitely moving up the ranks pretty quickly. I wouldn't say, of course, that we are the number one, but we're coming after it very quickly.
And as part of this delegation by AusCyber and AusTrade to the RSA, there's a terrific number of companies here, really terrific innovators and entrepreneurs. Where do you think they need to be headed in terms of, for example, the American market and the international market?
The message that a lot of cyber entrepreneurs have received consistently up until very recently is that if you want to get anywhere with your market share on your solution, you need to leave Australia. That has changed. And we've already heard through the various panels of discussion, not just here in San Francisco, but also last week when we were on the East Coast with the delegation in both New York and Washington, D.C. In fact, no, we do not need to move over here. What we do need to have here and in other parts of the world, we see the US, ASEAN and the UK as being the key markets for Australian capability, is to make sure that there is a forward team. There's the sales team, there's the connecting teams in those locations, but actually the development, the innovation, and the, I guess, technical talent can stay at home. And that's a really good news story for lots and lots of reasons, none more so than linking it back to the point that I was making earlier about the importance of sovereign capability. So coming here to RSA conference and seeing all of the noise and the shiny of the shop floor and recognising with this being our third mission to this conference that Australia really does have its, you know, its game on, its stuff in a sock, and that there are lots of companies and countries looking at us with interest demonstrates that we're really getting the formula right.
So in terms of that formula, what do you think the qualities are that we actually have in Australia compared to other countries around the world, whether it be labour and so forth? What do you see the main sort of qualities we have there?
I'm a strong supporter of the entrepreneurial spirit that Australia has. And what that's about is it's a combination of both the ability to identify problems and then be able to solve those problems, combined with the fact that we have a very, very can-do attitude. There's a strong spirit in our entrepreneurial ability that we are recognised more so outside of our own country than what we do at home. I think the other side, though, of what we offer as a country overall, not just to companies but also investors wanting to look at Australia as a great destination to do business on cyber, is absolutely our human talent. We are recognised the world over for having some of the best cyber talent in the world, and that's across the breadth and depth of cybersecurity capability. It's not in particular areas. You know, everyone looks to Israel, of course. They're very good at particular types of capability, but they actually don't have the breadth necessarily of talent across all the areas that make up cyber. Australia does. So that's really, really important, of course. And what everyone looks at is the price point of our labour being so much less than other markets like the UK and the US. So that's a really strong attractor. But of course, we've always been a country of invention. And so ideas and the ability to develop those ideas through R&D, our deep technical knowledge being developed within the research space, is also something that we're well known for. And that's actually none more so than in cyber. So I think those things combined make us a great destination to do business, but also a great place to export from. And of course, increasingly, we are being looked upon as the anchor point within the Indo-Pacific for companies and countries to figure out how they can get involved in a very dynamic part of the world while making sure that they can get some business done as well.
Do you think with a lot of the Australian entrepreneurs and so forth in this particular space, that they tell the story well enough? My observation has been we've got a bit of a tall poppy syndrome in Australia, and people are quite humble in Australia, whereas they've come over to America and they're very quick to tell their story and to boast about what they do. Do you experience the same thing?
Yes, but I think that's rapidly changing, and that's through some of the services and, I guess, support that AusCyber provides the companies in the ecosystem. The marketing and pitch, if you like, the story, I wouldn't say sales, but the story and the pitch is something that we do need to work on, but it's rapidly changing. That sense of being humble and not being allowed, not giving ourselves permission to be able to celebrate, what we do, what we should be proud of, I'm also seeing that change. But I don't think we need to be like anyone else. We should be like Australia. We absolutely do know how to get loud and proud about different things. I mean, best example, of course, is in sport. Cyber is a sport. It's a team sport. And we are learning very, very quickly how to celebrate our own successes in individual companies and organisations, but also how to celebrate each other. And that actually that grows the size of the pie. We do engage in a strong sense of competition back home, but actually what we've been able to foster through missions like this is the sense of Team Australia when we're offshore. And that's really, really important to show that strength of market opportunity to do that Team Australia message.
So talking about Team Australia, obviously AusCyber is seen as one of the central parts of Team Australia quite a lot. What's the way for foreign investors, for example, to engage with you and AusCyber and find Australian companies to invest in and to partner with?
We absolutely are becoming the one-stop shop for a lot of investors to be able to not only scout the market, but also to learn where they have the best opportunity in a partnership kind of arrangement. And that's where we're finding the sweet spot, is that investors who come to us with a reasonable understanding about where they're interested in investing, we will then look to how, through a partnership model, how we can then match those interests against great companies where there's great opportunity, not just domestically, but also internationally. So that's kind of a win-win. And so in that equation, of course, what we're doing is we're sort of, eyeing off and vetting the investors because, investment in cybersecurity is quite different to most other areas of technology. There are a lot of equities involved in making the right decisions around investment. Because we do have adversarial countries and adversarial companies, so making the decision for a company about who they want to invest, receive investment from, is really important. So we help that vetting process, but the vetting is actually about the relationship, where the values alignment's going to fit well. Because if it fits well, we all know the world over, that actually magic happens. That's where there is that real rocket ship that happens from investment being injected at the right time into the right organisations.
And as a first point of call for foreign investors, for VCs and so forth, what's the best way for them to get in touch with AusCyber?
Yeah, just to send us an email, pick up the phone. We're always there because that's our role, is to make sure that, companies grow. That's our number one mission, is to grow Australia's cybersecurity sector. Part of that equation, a really important part of that equation, of course, is access to capital and ongoing investment. Pick up the phone and we'll have a conversation.
All right. Well, to sum it up, many thanks for the mission. It's been a terrific mission. All the delegates are talking about how wonderful it's actually been. And thanks to AusCyber and AusTrade for organising it. And onwards and upwards.
Absolutely. If anybody wants to know more information, jump onto our website, auscyber.com. And I've got to say it at the end, don't I? Game on.
Game on. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.